100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And I've been up for a bit, and I've woken up, I've exercised my voice, which is why I'm not mumbling through this as I usually do. So that could be a good thing, that could be a bad thing. But it's a weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week is anywhere. And we got a bunch of stories in here while I sit back on the sofa with the headset on instead of the usual Yeti microphone. So it's a different kind of poor audio quality. Maybe I'll get another headset and come up with even worse audio quality. Go back to old-timey radio or something. I don't know. Talk to myself on the phone and send the recording. Whatever. Be creative. Have fun with it. Use some AI bot to record it for you. I don't know. But whatever ends up happening, we got a bunch of stories in with the weekly challenge on the topic of anywhere. And this is why you should really look back longingly at the times when the introductions were about 25 or 30 seconds. Also, I just recorded some things to send over to Ed over at Edwardian Times, and I strongly encourage everyone to give the topics over there a try, too. But keep them clean, as opposed to the horrible, nasty filth that we come up with over here. I do put the explicit tag preemptively on this podcast because, well, it just about anything can get you canceled these days. And I'm looking forward to my 111 billionth cancellation from whomever. Okay, sure. I'm not everybody's cup of poison. And that's, even water is deadly to some people. Have enough water, and you can drown in it. So let's all go for a swim.
Hello, I'm Ed Zitko. You can find my entry in the weekly challenge, as well as many other 100-word stories, on my website, edwardiantimes.net. This is Anyone from Anywhere. Charlie's mind was blank. Well, not completely. He knew how to walk and talk, but he couldn't remember anything that mattered to him or to the people around him. They all had answers they wanted, but those answers were not coming now. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. The doctors, nurses, and people who said they were family told him he had been in a motorcycle accident days ago while heading home from work. Your body is suppressing the trauma, he was told. You have amnesia. As far as Charlie knew, he could be anyone from anywhere. It was unsettling.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story called Anywhere. Where to, Governor? Oh, I'm not really bothered. It's my first time in London. Take me somewhere you'd like to go. Anywhere will do. The cabbie craned his head round to look at me, a quizzical look on his face. Well, if you're sure. I nodded. Yes, this is all a new experience for me. I laughed. I'm placing my fate in your hands. Half an hour later, we pulled into the driveway of a suburban house. That'll be 20 quid, Gov. But where exactly are we? Somewhere I wanted to go, mate. Home. You can get the bus back. So that's my story, and that's me done. Until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
The young man wound his window down and beckoned me over. "Excuse me. We're a little lost. Can you tell me where we are, please?" He passed me a folded map, and I leaned down to peer into the car. I could tell they'd been arguing. The woman in the passenger seat wore a tight-lipped expression, and you could almost feel the tension between them. I handed back the map. "It doesn't matter where you are," I said. "But, you really want to be anywhere but here?" Then, I pulled out my pistol and shot him in the face.
Hello everyone, Lisa here. This is my story for this week. Anywhere was a town in the middle of nowhere. Life was tough. One day, a stranger came into town. They didn't like strangers. "Anywhere a man can sleep around here?" he asked. No one answered. The next day, he was gone, and he never came back. However, he left a thank you note. And the stone. "Bury it." And they did. A year later, they heard some noises, dug up the stone, but it had disappeared. Instead, they found a tunnel with thousands of precious stones. The stone had hatched, and people began to think that perhaps strangers weren't always bad. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of norvaljoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 842 with the prompt of anywhere. I call my story... Hello, night people. So here's my story. I guess I need to address the elephant in the room. Has anyone seen Tom anywhere? I mean, what could possibly go wrong when you live in the dry hills around Clear Lake, California? Did he take a trip to Planet Z? Did Tom get sucked into a black hole? Or maybe through a wormhole to a thicket in Yorkshire? Maybe we can ask Cervantes or Ford. Maybe he sought refuge amongst the Canadians. Regardless of the reason, Tom, I want you to know your absence has been noted. So, good night, America, and to all the ships at sea. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, probably with a story about Bilbert again.
Turrubber Zoyano here, with a story on the word anywhere. "Where shall we go for dinner?" I asked. "Oh, anywhere," she said airily. But strolling through the restaurant district, she turned up her nose at every place we passed. Anywhere seemed to be a rather narrow category. "It had red upholstery," she shrilled. "It looked like a McDonald's. And really, Turkish, Siberian, Japanese? The eclecticism is killing me. Australian? That means medieval Central Europe. I didn't know that. So it'll all be huge plates of Eisbein-Mit sauerkraut and anachronistic potatoes. Eventually, I just chose a place. But when the waiter came to take her order, she said, "Oh, anything."
take a trip with me to planet Z.
With a laptop and a phone, they say I can work from anywhere, but there are some limitations. I need to be able to recharge the laptop and phone, obviously. Can't work if the batteries are dead. I'll also need to access the internet at a reasonable speed. I can't work from underwater. The laptop and phone would have severe issues. Nor can I work while skydiving. It would keep meetings brief, but even with noise-canceling headphones, the roar of the wind would be too loud. There's no way in hell I'll ever move to New Jersey.
All right, there you go. A bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of anywhere. Imagine a long ramble going on here about, there are three things going on that I know of here. You've got Father's Day, the less said the better. Juneteenth, learn it, love it, live it. Keep in mind that there are places in the world that people aren't free, and that's sad. And there are people doing horrible things to each other. And that's sad, too. Try not to add to it. And then it's Pride Month. So be proud and don't hate other people for... God, I can never keep it right. Is it who they are, what they are, why they are, how they are? Just... follow Bill and Ted, be excellent to each other, and party on, dude. Or if you want to use the Will Wheaton principle, don't be a dick. Help people. And also, remember South Park, the principle of tolerance. There are some things, if there are people that get off on punching, koalas... that's kind of mean. There's kind of a limit. So, but then again, don't jump everybody for not being exactly like you. So where's the middle ground or whatever? Let's find it together. And once again, be excellent to each other and party on, dude. I'm sure that, not saying one thing or overlooking something that's happening now or whatever, that's hate or cancellation or whatever someone wants to twist it into. Okay. Do whatever. The world is your Play-Doh. The world is your Stretch Armstrong. Okay. Turn it into a story. Start 100-word stories feed of your own. Of whatever. And, well, no, our 100-word stories about this. Ours are... for doing that. Cool. Let me know about it. I'll add it to the list of, hey, here are some other places you can go and try things or whatever. And it doesn't mean they're mutually exclusive or, you're over there and you're not one of us. Who is us? When I last checked, aside from a few people in a tin can orbiting the Earth, we're all pretty much stuck down here in the same oxygen and nitrogen soup that we call an atmosphere. Did you fart? No, it was me. So, yeah, there's your ramble, there's your rant. This is the kind of wacky stuff and non sequitur soup that you've been missing from the weekly reads that I do in Second Life, which, oh yeah, that's still a thing. I remember, oh yeah, by the way, Shaunakee Library is still there. I know, I see the bills. Terpsichore, I'm going to start reading there. And sometimes I'll say something that's a little off color, but once again, I tend to just wear black. Anyway, that's it for the ramble. Should I do more of these? If people ask for them in the comments and you find this entertaining or enlightening, or it inspires you to do your own rants or whatever, do your own rants in the in your stories. You know, maybe next week. Just haul off on some topic. And people, be understanding about it. And yeah, sometimes people will say some crazy, wacky stuff. Okay. You can even lie about it. Make something up. Speaking of Father's Day. So yeah, anyway, that's it. I'm going to shut up before I say something truly off the mark. And y'all have a great week. I'm going to throw up some more stories or whatever on the feed, the usual stuff, blah, 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 blah. And meet back with you next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.